بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب في المجاهدة. There is the next chapter, the 11th chapter in the kitab, and that is on mujahada, to make effort. The previous chapter was that we should not procrastinate and delay in doing good work. Any and all good work, that is dini work, we must be keen and be anxious to do it and not postpone and delay it. And one of the major things into that is to make mujahada. Mujahada of juhad, that is effort, that a person should make effort. And effort is, a person makes effort on his own nafs to fight his nafs also, to fight shaitan, and make effort for deen, and the culmination and height of it was sinamuha al-jihadu fi sabilillah, to make jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala, that is to fight the kuffar. Ulama have written, not only the kuffar, but anything wrong that happens in deen, to oppose it. That way a person is, every Muslim has to do that. The ulama are more responsible to try and curb and cut off all wrong and evil that takes place with regard to deen. The ulama are warathatul anbiya, and the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, every nabi, one of his major duties that Allah charged him with was to make jihad. And always it is the system of this world that evil will rear its ugly head, and unless jihad is not made against it, that it will overtake the whole world and there will be only evil. Allah Ta'ala says that if Allah Ta'ala had not used certain people, the righteous people, to fight the wrong people, لَهُدِّمَتْ سَوَامِعُ وَبِيعُ وَصَلَوَاتُ وَمَسَاجِدُ يُذْكَرُ فِيهَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا. All places of worship in which Allah was worshipped in abundance, all this will be destroyed. So this jihad and fighting one's nafs also, fighting shaitan and fighting all wrong and batil, is a great duty. So Allah Ta'ala says, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Surah Ankabut. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, those who make this effort, فِينَا, in us, that is in Allah Ta'ala. One meaning of that is with sincerity. All this is only worth anything if it is done with sincerity, that is for the pleasure of Allah. If it is to make one's name, if it for one's fame, to gain popularity, then there is no value in it whatsoever. Outwardly, it will look that we are making jihad, but it will be we are serving the cause of shaitan, the cause of our nafs. And with regard to fina, ulama have written different tafsirs of it. Fibtighai marudatina, that is solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Fi nusrati deenina, and to aid the deen of Allah, to see that the deen is established, the deen is spread, and the deen is maintained, that nobody must interfere with the structure of deen. What the deen is in its original pristine form, it must be kept in that form, and no other form will be accepted. So any other form, then it is necessary to fight against that and maintain the pristine pure form. Fi imtithali awamirina, and that a person must make effort in fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. The positive commands which we are supposed to do all that. The negative, those that we are prohibited from, that we stay away from that. And the other tafsir of it is, fil intiha ammanahina, and to the extreme limit, to save oneself from all the things which we have been forbidden from. From imitating the kuffar, following any other way, udkhulu fi silmi kaffa, only Islamic way, what is ma ana alihi wa ashabi, that is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was and the sahaba, what is kitabullah and sunnati rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that we go to the limit, that we maintain only that, and we don't allow any alien, any foreign element to come in our deen. That the deen must be pure. So Allah has commanded and promised, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, those who will do this, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Allah Ta'ala stresses that we will definitely guide them. And it is with lam, which is for stress. And noon thaqila, noon with a tashdeed, is also for stress. Allah says, undoubtedly we will guide those people to our path. That is, fi janabina, that they will reach Allah Ta'ala, they will make wusool ila Allah. They will find the pleasure of Allah. They will find the great, great enjoyment of being with Allah Ta'ala. And that is the greatest thing. And that is for those people who make these four types of effort. Then they will be able to reach Allah, and that is the way to reach Allah Ta'ala. And when a person reaches Allah, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and Allah is with those people who are muhsineen, who show kindness. So this also, the jihad also is to show kindness. That is fighting in which there will be killing also. But all that is for by which the goodness will come about. If for example the courts of a country, the secular courts, if they have to announce and say, we will not find anyone guilty, so we are doing a favor to all, they will be dismissed immediately. They will not be allowed to operate. If you don't find the guilty people and you don't pronounce guilt upon them, there will be complete chaos in the country. If all the crooks, all the criminals, and you say we don't find anyone guilty, we want to be in the good books of everyone. Everyone must look at us with goodness, so we won't find anyone guilty. Then that will cause complete chaos. In the same way, if there isn't any jihad and the wrongdoers are not dealt with, then there will be great harm. And those who make jihad, and that is those who fight in the path of Allah against the enemies of Allah, then there will be goodness that will prevail in the world. People want to make ibadat will be able to make it comfortably. Our masjids will remain open. Allah's ibadat will carry on. And if there isn't this jihad, the evil will overrun all places. Masjids, as it has happened in the history, were changed into stables. Masjids became shabins. Masjid became brothels. When jihad is not made and the evil overtakes, then the masjids themselves become the places of evil. The people use them for all types of wrong. So jihad is very important in our deen. And then in jihad we are taught, as from the previous chapter, we should not delay in that also. And we must make jihad for Allah's sake, for the deen's sake, that the deen remains lofty and only for the pleasure of Allah. May Allah give us the proper understanding and the proper amal and guide us to His pleasure and to righteousness.